Welcome to the Guy Code Podcast.
Yeah, buddies.
I'm here with Andrew Schultz, Jordan Carlos, and welcome to Nisha Long.
Hey, Girl Code.
Her first time on the podcast.
Don't make that face at me.
What's a girl doing here, bro?
Tanisha's first time on the podcast. Bros, we made bros, her bros, fill out a bros. Bracket.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This is really a setup.
She did call UCLA UCLA, which was a little
not.
Weird.
You
yeah,
did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I was saying.
Wait,
that
you already calling me names?
No.
Yes. Get her out.
I was saying I only watch sports like when I'm dating someone who's into sports, and I watch the sports they watch, and I've never had one of these college basketball fans.
What was your last boyfriend's sport?
He tried to watch basketball like twice, and I just would get glassy-eyed and try and make out with him, and then he would just turn it off.
That's a good way to go, yeah.
Like, look, boobs, turn this off, please. I don't want to watch this shit.
So, so how much do you know about college hoops?
I know nothing and don't want to know anything about
it. So you have no idea who any of the teams are?
No, mm-mm.
And be honest, you thought this was football for a little while.
I definitely thought this was football for the last, 15 minutes until Schultz clarified.
You really did?
I forgot what the email said.
What the email said. It was like, what this email is?
I can't wait to have you on the Girl Code Podcast and mess with you.
Fine.
I don't think there is a Girl Code
Podcast. No, there isn't. But I'm going
to
make one at my house.
What a threat.
I'm going to have you on as a guest. I'm going to make you come
out
the queen.
I'll accept that challenge.
You're not going to know anything about the things we do.
You're not going to know anything about gel manicures.
Exactly. I know that they're bad for your nails.
No, they're not. There's better brands of gel nail polish.
Who gives a... Okay, let's move on.
We've already filled out our...
Don't let her
take
over, man.
Do it anytime they want.
Hold it down.
Nobody gives a shit. All right.
Hold it down.
You guys got to help me, though.
Alpha male behavior.
No, son.
Got it.
No, son.
Let this shit happen.
So we've already filled out our
shit. This is the bracket. This is the bracket right now. We're not talking about no fucking fingernail polish.
Shut up, Schultz.
Tanisha.
If you want to talk about
fingernails. Tanisha.
If you want to talk about fingernails.
Come out and show an abdomen on the fucking Guy Code Podcast.
Because I know guys are going to watch it. I was trying to look nice.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Hold on. What did you get taken out of you in the 1800s? You have a scar that big.
You don't want to see the surgeon.
Can you see that scar in the camera?
I had scoliosis.
Show him the scar right now.
I had scoliosis.
Oh, come on. Don't make fun of
him. Look at this Game of Thrones nurse scar that he has on the side.
I had scoliosis.
Stop body shaming.
Stop body shaming. Hashtag body shaming.
Body shaming Jordan.
All the way up. I'm not ashamed. His back.
I'm not ashamed. It was a terrible basketball injury, actually.
Was it really?
No,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Dude, my bracket
looks like
was so in my
terrible. I know what you did last summer, injury.
I had scoliosis, which is a lady's disease.
Did you really have scoliosis?
Not
yeah.
A ladies' disease. I dated a guy disease. With scoliosis before.
Well, that's why it didn't work out. It's a lady's disease.
No
man
evil.
Has it.
This guy was fucking evil. That's why it didn't work out.
Okay.
Wait, what really happened? What is that?
Schultz is copping on salad.
Really scoliosis. That's a man shit. That's how manly I am.
I actually have a bracket in my back, and it actually looks like this. It looks
Jordan,
like that.
Tell us
I swear to God.
What the fuck the scar is about, please.
No, I swear to God. Scoliosis. I have a bracket in my back, which keeps my vertebrae in check, and it actually is the exact same replica of this. If we can go to the x-rays. It's the exact. They put 68. There's 68 little slots that hold my
can you go back
L4 and L5.
Or
yeah, I might as well.
Please.
Okay, so
I'm serious.
We've already filled out our brackets, but Jordan is still working on him.
Jordan, I had no
are
clue
you
had such a manly fucking scar
you like that
on
shit?
Your body.
I don't need tats.
Dude, you don't.
I have mutilation.
Holy
so let's talk
shit.
About who's going to get mutilated in this fucking. Sorry to curse.
Jordan finally just finished.
Is that hot?
I did.
Jordan seems like you know the most of college hoops of any of us.
He knows the most about everything, I think.
I doubt that. I know very little about college hoops, but what I do know is this. I mean, the way I weigh teams and who's going to win is probably a little different than how maybe Tanisha does or Schultzy. Schultzy, what do you do? How do you, what are the deciding and mitigating factors for you, bro?
For me?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about college basketball. My college basketball team was, they made the tournament when I was there, but they were pretty shitty.
Who's your team?
UC Santa Barbara.
Oh, nice.
Actually, they made the tournament the year before I
Is
went.
Is that the Gauchos? The Bananas?
Gauchos.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Smash.
I don't appreciate being made fun
that
of.
That was one
that's
of
not
the best schools I've ever partied at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like one of the funnest. Oh. What's that row that you
that's
guys
why
have?
We're horrible at basketball. So it was
There's a row of just like house parties, right? What's that?
DP, Del Playa. Oh.
DP.
Yeah. I would never go to any party around there.
Oh, yes,
I
you would. Never. You would be the star of it.
No, I was kind of a skank in college, so I probably would have went.
Hey, listen, you weren't the only one.
Okay. Wow. Skanking it up.
Listen, but not that we're slut shaming.
No, we're not.
Not that we would ever slut shame on the guy.
There's
Code
nothing
podcast.
Wrong with being a skank. What? Everybody loves skank. Just have your skank time.
I'm a skank for brackets. Way. So, like, what?
Jordan,
so let's just
bring Jordan with the segue.
So we stepped on your routine, Schultz, on picking a bracket. What were you going
to
say?
I'll be honest. I just try to go. I try to go with who I feel like I see more on TV. You know what I mean?
Like,
so if
like
I
when
seen
you're flipping
a lot
through
of
the channels.
Televised games, if I'm flipping through the channels and not watching it, you know what I mean? Because I don't really watch college basketball.
Right.
But the team that I flip through and I go, oh, yeah, I remember that jersey. That's like, you know, they got good colors. I got a pair of sneakers that would go with that jersey. I remember that team. Boom, all of a sudden, I'll be like, okay, Wichita State, they're pretty good. I heard about them.
Yeah,
the Shockers.
That's similar.
Shockers.
Oh,
Shocker
I'll go for it just
three.
Off the fact that – I'll go for it just off of my enjoyment of fingering women.
Yeah,
the Shocker's great.
I'm not gonna comment on it. I'm gonna just say like you
two
know.
In the pink, one in the stink. They are a great team.
I know some ladies.
That's
that
a
awesome
real
like
mascot.
It.
The Shocker.
Wait, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Boom! It's true. It's true.
That's insane.
See, you like college sports more than you think.
I didn't know how much I like college sports.
Shocker makes three. Spocker makes four. But
wait.
That's a whole nother.
They have big foam fingers with the Shocker, even.
Yeah.
That they
that's
bring
disgusting
it,
and awesome all at the same time.
That's why.
Like, I hate to admit how much I enjoy what I just found.
Good old Shocker. Bible Belt Kansas or wherever the hell Wichita is. Where's Wichita?
Wichita, Kansas, we got.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Old mascots are the best. Old
finger
mascots are the best.
Confusing.
They have no idea how dirty it would become. So, for me, though, I mean, my picks are a little different. I go by I look at the college, I see the endowment, student-to-teacher ratio, is it a land-grant school, things like that, historic alumni, and so I have Harvard to pick it all the way. Harvard to go all the way.
Just because they're the only Ivy League school?
Well, they have the most PhDs on staff. I mean, you're talking about Larry Summers as president, ex-president.
And
he's
I forgot,
the treasury.
Jordan, where did you go to school?
I went to Brown, even though, you know, I mean, you know, on a wish and a prayer.
I don't know how here. I would have forgotten that.
Yeah, I wedge it into every conversation. I see them going places. If you go to Coastal Carolina, I mean, I've looked at the brochure. It's not very nice. So I limited them
immediately.
Baylor is a good school. I feel it has that kind of student-to-teacher ratio and small class size to take them to the big dance. And let me tell you something, man. They actually allowed dancing. Now, Baylor's a very strict Baptist school, and they just allowed dancing last year.
Wow.
And I think dancing, they're allowed to dance big dance.
Big
you feel,
dance.
You feel me? You feel me?
Or
yes.
Maybe they're distracted by all the dancing they've been doing.
And
the
they're twerking.
Just not going to be so much twerking. The guys' basketball team doesn't know they're not supposed to twerk.
Yeah, you might be right.
Okay, before we get into some of the picks here, are there any guy codes like when your office pool or like doing a pool with your guys,
keep it to yourself.
Like, is there anything the guys need to keep in mind? Like, is it something you have to do no matter what?
Yeah, you have to do.
No.
You don't feel that way.
You don't like college sports. Like, okay. I grew up in New York. We don't give a fuck about college sports here because there's no college that's good. St. John's was good for a little bit. So
Syracuse
like,
is good.
Yeah, but it's not New York.
Yeah, but they
upstate New York, but it's not. You know, that's like a pro team for upstate New York.
Yeah,
right? How seriously they take it. So I think if you're not from a city that has a college that people care about, then you don't have to like a college.
Hmm. You have to get in.
Matter of fact, I think it's weird to be from a city and you love the college team, but you didn't even go to that college.
Yeah, like people in South Bend and Notre Dame.
That's super weird.
You have to, but some colleges,
like,
they
how
can't
do you get a rejection letter from a college and then go to the game?
But some
like
people.
The second
yeah.
I got that rejection letter from like UNC, I'm a Duke fan for life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm buying immediately. I'm buying all the whatever those. What is it called? The UNC. What is that?
Paraphernalia.
Called?
Oh, the heavenly blue. Sky blue. Sky blue.
Like that.
Yeah.
Tar Heel blue.
Tar Heel blue. Whatever. Yeah.
But you have to understand. I mean, like, some people aren't smart enough to get into the school. You know, like Alabama fans. It's hard to get
Whoa,
into Alabama.
Wait,
for some. I'm just saying. Like,
wow.
Fired
about Alabama.
Boom. 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 Or Duke. It's hard to get into Duke, man. You can just love them from the sidelines.
Listen, it is not hard to get into Duke.
Okay. Look, for some of us, it's really hard.
Some of you, it's hard because you're not taking enough dick on camera.
Wow. I see what's going on there. You need to read more of your Gawker girl.
Can I give some advice like from a girl about
guys
doing this
stuff? That's what you're here for.
Yeah, that's what you're here for. No.
Thank you for that. Now let's keep it moving.
What's your advice? Can guys play? Can they overdo it? I mean, can we turn you off by doing this?
I think I love when guys are really passionate about a hobby or something other than me or whatever the fuck this you would call this.
Kind of a life outside of just you.
Yeah, like it's cool because
you don't like
guys,
getting smothered with attention.
No, I don't believe that.
To
a certain extent, but then I don't want you trying to hang out with me and my friends when we do girl shit, like when we want to go
either.
Take. You know what I mean? So. Nice, but yeah, don't overdo it. Like, don't let it consume your life or your entire weekend.
Wait, did you have a boyfriend that would hang out with you and your girls doing girls?
Yes, I did.
Like
he
what?
Wouldn't leave me the hell alone. We'd be like, oh, I'm going to brunch with my female friends. This dude would be like, where are you guys at? And I'm like, oh, we're going here. I'm like, that's weird. He asked me. And he would just like show up. And I was like, get a fucking life.
Yeah, what a dick.
This guy, I'm not even going to get into detail with him, but he was a terrible boyfriend on top of that. Like, I never had an orgasm while I was dating this guy.
Wow.
But he followed me everywhere.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say
him
his
out.
Name. He knows who he is.
No,
I told
put his Instagram. Tell me his Instagram.
I don't think he has it.
Did you leave him a Lulu app review?
What's that?
Oh, that's where you can review bad boyfriends. That's
I don't care enough to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just blow him. I'll just, you know, put him on blast on TV.
Really
on
shitty
podcast.
Thing about
can
Lulu.
You tell us what dates you dated him around what time?
Say his name. Come on.
No, they're not going to leave it in. Description. I'm
just
not
Ryan, will you leave it in?
What
it in,
color
so
were his
I
eyes?
I just want all my exes to think it might be them.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Damn.
No, but I only have, no, none of my ex-boyfriends
but that's why
follow
Lulu's
me around.
Bullshit because no girl talks about their ex-boyfriend in a good light.
Like, I do that. I do too do that.
Did you not just say, I want
well,
all
him,
my ex-boyfriends to think it was them?
You,
not,
I have a feeling you're like a.
They didn't follow me around. So
but
they
it doesn't matter. That's what you said.
I mean, I'll say nice stuff about my exes all the time.
If you get broken up with. You want that
I
person
don't,
to
I
be
break
good.
Up with them. I
Tanisha,
always break up with
I have a feeling that if you actually did like College Hoops, you'd definitely be a fair weather fan because you're
yeah.
throwing someone under the bus.
Yes.
I'm never bringing
yeah,
back
yeah,
the hoops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, do you have a favorite college team at all?
No.
I mean, no, pick the like do you like uniforms,
college.
Anything? Do you like to
a
see
favorite? No, I don't
men's
like
sweat and compression
color?
Gear?
What's
my
your favorite color?
My favorite color right now is purple.
Is purple? Okay. Whoa. Yeah.
Isn't Wichita white?
No.
Then you
orange.
Like Virginia. Then you'd like Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia's it's a party school. It's cool. They like them. They like a nice girl like you. Edgar Allan Poe went there. Fuck else you want it? You know what?
Edgar Allan Poe went to school in Virginia.
Yes, he got kicked out. Okay, so yeah, Virginia, man.
God,
I think
so
that's your school.
Is that my school?
This
is
school,
the first
Cavaliers.
This is the first bracket you've ever filled out.
Yeah.
And
it was intimidating.
What was your like how did you pick your teams?
So I was going through
who
these.
Who did you pick? Let's go through this.
Shut up. I was going through these and I was like.
She wrote Flo Rida.
Did I write Flo Rida? Oh my God, I did.
She's got Flo Rida winning
Flo Rida,
the final four.
Flo Rida.
No, it was a lot of like,
all
I don't
the girls
know who,
from around the world.
I hate you. I don't know who any of these teams are. So I was just like, where would I want to go more to hang out?
Okay,
and then if I didn't like really like either place, I was just like, which name sounds cooler?
These are actually good picks.
And then I was like, after that, I was
this
like,
this is setting female sports fans back like 50 years.
I don't give it. I'm not a female sports fan, so I don't count.
TripAdvisor, pick my picks for me.
Literally, TripAdvisor, pick my own picks for me.
Do this for me, TripAdvisor. Wait a minute.
So
hold the phone. You just picked San Diego to go to the final.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm
what
picking. What I'm guessing.
Come on. What are you talking about?
Why not? That's not a bad to say. The guru of Go.
I'm guessing.
All right. You know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Did you see that 30 for 30?
No, I did not see the 30 for 30.
He's the guy who has the.
You know what? Hush
my pace offense.
Hush my mouth. They're 29-4. Hush my mouth. The number four seed. 29-4.
Oh right.
So you want
to? They could go far in the.
They could go.
I don't like all this judgment I feel coming my way. Like I'm doing something that I don't normally do.
Don't be so sensitive.
Well, let's go.
I'm extremely sensitive.
There's a difference. There's a difference between judgment.
Okay.
Oh God.
There's a difference between judgment.
Schultz is gonna be a real moment.
No, there's a difference between judgment and disagreeing.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So we just disagree with you know
some
how
dumb
don't
shit.
Don't make me cry. I'm going through some stuff.
No
already.
One can make you cry but yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
I hate
unless
you
somebody punches
you
in the stomach.
You're a strong woman.
She's a
nobody
survivor.
Can make you
She's
cry unless you want to cry.
I mean, you're a survivor. You are dressed like you're in Destiny's Child today.
I
so
am.
You're
I did. I took it back to 2003 today. I was like, I'm going to do like the low-rise jeans and the crop top.
Hey,
I can love barely doing it.
You look amazing. I'm hating.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about your. She picked Dayton over Ohio State.
I'd rather go to Dayton than Ohio.
Dayton is in Ohio.
It is? Damn. Dayton County, Florida.
She's so funny because she's a girl. All right. So you
picked Daytona. Yeah. You're thinking Daytona.
Damn, I was thinking Daytona. I really feel like now my picks
Daytona
are all wrong.
Daytona Community College.
I feel like they're all wrong, guys.
What are you doing, girl? You pick.
I pick Dayton over Ohio State, too, though.
Where are we?
You pick New Mexico over Syracuse?
Where are we?
We are. Because
New Mexico's warmer than Syracuse.
Okay. So, wait. Who'd you have for? Okay, let's go through the first one. Florida. You got Florida?
Mm-hmm.
I have Florida.
Okay, fine. We're all. Florida. Second one is Colorado. I had Pitt over Colorado.
Interesting. I'm taking Colorado.
Tanisha?
What? For where?
The second one. Who'd you have, hon?
UCLA?
No.
What?
Right on
Colorado.
The left.
Girl.
Oh, Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado.
I'm not wearing my contacts either, so I kind of can't.
That's a better
see.
Trip than Pittsburgh. So many Colorado. Excuses. I agree.
Damn. They're not excuses. These are facts.
Okay. Wait, why did you take Colorado over Pittsburgh?
I have no idea.
I took Colorado just because for sheer like numbers, 8-9 seed. And plus, talking about seeds, Colorado might be high the whole game. And when you play high, you never know what you can do. Inhibition's gone. We'll see what happens, you know?
Honestly, the reason I took them is because they're part of the Pac-12. And I went to Arizona State, so I follow the Pac-12.
Ah, that's what's up. I love that.
I took Pittsburgh because I just feel – let me think Tell how me I want to say this. Okay. I took Pittsburgh because I know the people – from Pittsburgh, and specifically Ben Roethlisberger, and I know that they will not take
Mac
no
Miller.
For an answer. And I feel like that's why they're going to take it.
Andy Warhol.
Because of Ben Roethlisberger.
yeah, all these people.
Well, he tried to rape people.
Yes, we got it. We got what you're saying.
Like,
thank you.
Yeah, I guess. I love it. I love
so
it.
So Pittsburgh will rape Colorado.
Okay. Hey, that's what you don't I'm have to use to that as a description.
Listen, I'm not saying that
no.
they're going to rape them, but I'm just saying they're going to fuck them against their will.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
are you
Colorado's
getting all this?
Say no.
Are you getting all
this? This is Abe.
Wait, what about the next matchup?
not a good way to never
we got,
mind.
Okay.
Stephen F. Austin
VCU.
Versus
I have VCU over Stephen Austin. I'll be honest. Yeah. I don't know either one of those schools. I have no clue.
Stephen
what
F. Austin is a
for.
Small liberal arts college in Texas, and they're not going to win.
I've never heard of them before.
Stephen F. Austin.
Even though they've had their best season at 31-2, I just don't feel like it's a big moment. It's a big dance, and if I know Texas and I love my home state, we're going to choke. So that's
I
what's going to happen.
I only know VCU because of they've done pretty well in the tournament the last
few
years.
Yes, they have.
Virginia Commonwealth, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay,
you were really like,
okay,
the Commonwealth?
I feel like with your confidence saying that, I could have easily said no, and you'd be like, yeah, I'm wrong.
I'm an idiot. Where's the phone? Get the phone out.
Stephen F. Austin. Yeah.
What about your pick? You thought we weren't going to ask you, didn't you? Like,
asking
me. I am invisible. Go ahead.
You know,
that was rude.
That
was
rude.
Yeah, that was rude.
You're being really positive.
That was really rude.
Turn up.
I don't know anything about sports. This We've is already established
this. That was rude. He should not
guy
speak to you like
coach.
Like, why did you talk down to me like that?
I know. Everybody thinks Jordan's
everybody be
a nice,
nice
guy,
to Tanisha.
But no, Jordan's not so nice.
I'm literally, guys, don't. I just found out my ex-boyfriend got a new unattractive girlfriend, and I'm borderline about the cry.
No, you should be happy.
I've been like that all morning, and you guys are just harassing me.
He's traded down.
I didn't know. How could I know that?
Tanisha.
She's so unattractive.
How could I know?
Tanisha, let me ask you a serious question.
Go ahead.
What school did she go to? Because maybe she's on the bracket.
Oh, what school
I
did she go to?
I don't know what school she went to because I didn't go crazy yet and like try and stalk her.
Well, let's Facebook her. Maybe that will be your pick all the way to the final four.
I don't want to look at any more pictures of her.
I'm a vibe guy. I'm an energy guy. And I think that she went to Harvard.
Is this...
Is it better if he was with an attractive
yes
girl?
Yes.
Why?
I would be like,
why?
Cool,
what does it matter?
This makes sense. Right now, I'm just like, this makes no sense.
Why don't you look at it like this? Sorry. Breaking up with him, right? Mm-hmm. destroyed his self-esteem so much that he could only get an ugly chick.
He had to go to a bottom seed. Wow. All right, can we talk about the brackets again, please?
Thank you, guys. I do feel better.
You're welcome.
He's actually now dating a Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah. Oh, Texas, so what I Texas is going to love
Stephen
that.
Stephen F. Austin?
Stephen F. Austin was one of the leaders of the Alamo.
No, he sounds like a civil rights activist or something like that.
Definitely not
like,
that, but I'll tell you something.
Stephen F. Austin?
Stephen F. Austin, I'll tell you right now. Stephen F. Austin.
That's not a black fellow.
No, Texas independence. Texas independence is all about slavery. Mexico was like, no, you cannot have slaves. And Texas was like, we are going to have slaves. And that's what the Alamo was about.
Stephen F. Austin is not a black dude.
I swear to God, Stephen F. Austin, Stephen Stone Cold Austin has probably,
doesn't he sound like
knows black some, dudes. Some but Stephen F. Austin, I swear to you.
That's the
I'm from
I
Texas. I know
I
this.
I picked Stephen F. Austin.
And they, you know what?
Because
I did.
Because it had Austin in the... It's
I know.
Austin, Texas.
There's no, it's
it
not in Austin,
cool.
Texas.
It but
is
it
not
sounds cool, so I picked it.
Okay, UCLA, Tulsa. I picked Tulsa.
You did?
UCLA.
Interesting. I picked UCLA.
I think
we'll see how it goes.
That's going to be the upset. I think Tulsa's
Tulsa's
upset.
Ah, you think? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Upset. What is that? Upset. What is
upset
that?
Means Jesus when the team Christ. The team that's
on
not.
Open this door. Life is too short to keep explaining shit to women. Why do I have to do this?
How is it? How have?
Why are you
how
so
is,
mean?
How Jordan and I
he's
reverse
so
roles
mean.
All of a sudden? How am I the nice guy trying
like,
to explain
really,
things
the
to
whole
you?
Time you've been
it's
because
so
you
ate
nice,
a salad.
Y'all.
On the way.
That's what
I
it
really
is.
I didn't have my Jordan. Lunch. I didn't have lunch.
So
he's so mean today.
So wait, what are we doing?
We're talking about upset. Oh. Upset was a horse.
Tulsa.
Okay, and it
upset just means the team that shouldn't win won.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be the upset.
Like upset was a horse. It was a long team. Shot,
with
and he won.
My ex-boyfriend. It
right.
makes sense. She's exactly. an upset.
She's the Tulsa.
She's the Tulsa.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's definitely an underdog, right? And then this underdog, she ended up winning with this guy who can't make her come anyway, so why do you care?
I mean,
is this the can't make her?
No, it's not. I wish it was.
She wouldn't care as much.
He could make you.
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's giving that dick to her now.
Yeah, that's how I felt. That's how I felt when I saw her. I was like, she don't deserve that dick. That's the good dick.
Some ugly bitch is just
over and over again.
She's like a child that wanders into a room and all
boy.
The adults
so
are like doing
angry.
Stuff.
Okay, next. Ohio
What's
State, Dayton. I had Ohio State.
Fuck you, Jordan.
Dayton. We know
Teeny
said
I went Ohio
Dayton.
State.
You know I picked Dayton. Come
Dayton, okay.
Okay. Syracuse, Western Michigan.
Syracuse.
I got to go with Q's.
Yeah.
Syracuse. Even though my father went to no, he went to
Your
Western
father
Michigan.
Went to Western
yeah,
Michigan?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm going to switch that to Western Michigan because I love my pops. So that's
flip-flopper.
It.
Flip-flopper.
Flip-flop.
Fucking
flip-flop.
Flip-flopper.
What would you have, Tanisha?
Oh, wait. For which one?
Syracuse, Western Michigan.
Oh, I picked Syracuse.
Okay. Wouldn't you love to go to Western Michigan, though?
No, I was like, that? Which one do I want to go to?
You go upstate.
Yeah, I was like, I'd go upstate. It's beautiful up there.
All right, what about Kansas? Oh, no, New Mexico, Stanford. I picked New Mexico.
New Mexico.
I went with Stanford just because they have a good basketball program, so, you know.
I picked New Mexico because it's hot.
They're the brown of the West.
Not because it's the Ivy of the West.
because of the brown.
Okay. It is. Oh, God. Right. I've had some mixers with them, and they are great.
Some mixers. Okay. all right. Kansas, Eastern Kentucky.
Kansas.
Even though they have the same record, I mean, but Kansas is the 2 seed, so let's do that.
Yeah. I pick Kansas.
Good.
Bloody Kansas. Great.
I don't know why I pick Kansas.
So we keep on going through the South bracket?
Yeah, let's
go.
We can, or we can skip, since it's taking a while, we can skip ahead to like the final Elite Eight if you want.
Ooh. Yeah, oh. All
right. Let's go.
All right. Who do you have?
Get it.
Wait, Elite Eight?
It.
What the fuck
is
that?
This
one right here.
South.
Okay. East.
Gotcha.
I got Florida, Kansas.
I got Florida, Syracuse.
I have Florida and Austin.
I don't think that I think Q's has been playing
Jordan,
horribly.
Jordan, your attitude this whole time.
Wait, I missed it. Who do you have?
I picked Florida and Austin.
I'll go Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F.
That's a ballsy pick. Yeah. That's a ballsy pick. All right.
Stone Cold Steve Austin or Stephen F. Austin? Who are you taking?
You're
316
a dick.
Or like, yeah, I am.
Jordan.
I am. I
had no idea you were this
you.
Much of
I don't
a
need
dick.
You to be nice
wow.
To
Wait a minute. You know what's going to be embarrassing for Jordan is he already changed his pick and he has Syracuse.
I do have Syracuse.
But didn't you change it to Western
Syracuse,
Michigan?
No, but I have Western. Oh yeah, you. Well, oh sure.
You
yeah,
got to go
did.
Back and change all your picks.
I
got to
go back. Now. No, okay. So I got Florida, Ohio State.
Wah, wah. All right.
Egg on my
Florida,
face.
Florida, Ohio State.
You got Florida, Ohio State. Next bracket. I got Michigan and North Carolina.
I got Cincinnati and UNC.
Cincinnati?
Cincy?
Cincy. I think they got a good team this year.
Who's on their
which
team?
Which one are we looking at now?
I have no idea.
You know what?
That is classic what's it called? College basketball. That is classic college basketball shit. They're doing great this year.
I
who's
can name
on
about
it?
Like yeah. I can name five players, maybe.
I got Virginia UConn.
Virginia UConn?
UConn.
Come on, man.
Sebastian Napier. What, a Shabazz Napier is going to
take
them to the Elite Eight?
No, it's not about that. It's about good coaching, and Calhoun, he's a chessman, man. The guy is
like
the Bobby Fischer.
Chess. This shit is basketball, my friend.
Okay? You thought we were filling out a chess bracket. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God. Don't get me started if we had a chess bracket. I was going to do moot court bracket on this shit, man. Oh, you don't want that.
Tanisha,
I don't know if some
have
of these schools are going to be in the chess bracket.
I have Villanova and Memphis.
Okay.
Oh, those are good.
Interesting.
Villanova and Memphis. Got it.
Those are.
Okay.
Those are choices.
Then let's go to the Midwest.
Let's go to the Midwest.
Where are we at?
Okay.
So you go down, over.
Oh, boom.
Down and over.
I got Wichita and Duke.
Yep.
ASU and Louisville.
What? What? How the fuck do you have Arizona State?
Because I went there. So I just figured I'm just going to keep putting them in.
Did you had fun out there or what?
I had a blast.
You fucking laughed.
I didn't learn anything.
Schultz always wants to know.
No, that school's notorious for just hoes. Like,
yeah.
What's up, Arizona State?
Arizona State. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize how good I had it until I left college. And like
had to become an adult.
Yeah, had to become an adult and actually talk to real women.
So what was it like? You have a very good now, though, Ryan?
What's that?
You get burned ever?
What do you mean by burned?
STDs?
An STD?
Oh, no, I was like,
yeah, you actively have STDs?
Burn-in.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I meant burning like just a girl left me, no.
The Sun Devils, man. That's
a girl left you.
Oh, that's so cute. That's the cutest definition of burning ever.
Does your dick hurt when you pee?
That's cute.
But at least we know at ASU they're
have sympathy pains in me.
My heart hurt.
Oh, my heart burned. Okay. I took some amoxicillin for my heartache. All right.
All right, cool.
I think.
Who'd you have?
I got Louisville Duke, and I think Duke's going to take it just because I'm a jerk. And
why do you have OR?
Coach K.
Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going you're going with coaching overall.
I'm going with coaching. I like Coach K. I think he's, he's knocked it out of the park. What I love is how Coach K takes players, and they go on to stellar careers after Duke.
Do they?
I mean, oh, God.
Ooh.
Christian Laettner, Cherokee Parks.
Cherokee Parks!
Get it?
No. But
fuck! This is guy code, all right? I can't fucking stand this right now. McKee! McKee!
What?
Top of the key. What's going on, man?
What?
I was enjoying how annoying he is by my lack of.
Why can't you be a dude right now?
I'm like the Jessica Simpson
of college basketball.
Okay, so let's go to your.
It smells like tuna.
We're going to talk about the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I watch Atlanta, okay?
Oh, racial! Okay, so let's go. What you got?
Okay, I have Michigan and Manhattan.
What?
For the Midwest.
Whoa. The Jaspers are going to beat Louisville.
I don't know.
Sure.
I love living in the city.
Where is Manhattan College?
Let's go to the American.
Hey, I don't know where Manhattan College is.
Let's go to the West.
West.
I got Arizona and Wisconsin.
I got Arizona and Creighton.
Ooh, you believe in McDermott.
I do.
You believe in young Dylan.
What is he, 6'8"? Shoots what? Nearly 50% from 3-point?
Over.
I mean, he
shoots 54% from the field.
Jeez.
Automatic, man. Automatic.
He's a beast. I don't think that he can carry them past Wisconsin.
One man is not a team.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who do you have, Jordan?
I've got Oregon versus OK. I think,
Oklahoma.
Yeah. I just love the way Oklahoma really turns it on in the postseason, I have to say. I think the story here is you can talk about offense all day, but Oklahoma has a history of turning it on. And I really like Dan Andrew, and I think they're going to come to play. And I don't like the Tanisha's here. I'm just fucking with her. All right. I'll buy you a sandwich after.
I had Oklahoma being upset by North Dakota State.
Me too. Yeah,
there's always a 12 seed.
Haters in the
building.
There's
always a 12 seed.
Haters in the building.
Final four. Wisconsin.
Oh, wait. We didn't get Tanisha.
You guys ignored me.
Oh, sorry. My bad. That's right.
I see. I'm not the only one.
I picked San Diego and Wisconsin.
Cool.
Can we have picks for best commercials, probably? Who's going to have the best commercial? I think it's probably going to be like a
good Burger King commercial or something like that. I think Burger King takes it.
Final four. Maybe a tire commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I got Wisconsin and Wichita and Florida and Michigan State.
Okay.
Who you got?
I have Florida, Cincinnati, Louisville, Arizona.
I got Florida, Virginia, Duke, and Oregon. Or Oregon, whatever you want to say.
I have Austin, Villanova, Wisconsin, and Manhattan.
Okay.
That's awesome. If she's going to beat us all, too.
Watch no, this.
Manhattan College. Did you see when did you see the seating last night when Manhattan College found out who they were going to play?
No, I missed it.
It was the best. There should be, like, what do you call it, a gif from that guy, from the coach?
Yeah.
The Jaspers found out, and the coach was like, okay, Louisville, okay.
I just happy to be here.
I've lived in Manhattan my whole life. I'm born and raised in Manhattan. To this day, I do not know where Manhattan College is.
Oh, they will have you, man. It's a great school. It's in the Bronx. They would. They do stand
it's
up all the time.
It's not even in Manhattan.
No. It's in the Bronx.
It's in the BX.
Manhattan College isn't even. That's how expensive Manhattan is. It can't even afford to house its own college. The college was like, should we rent out here? Like, nope. Let's go to the Bronx.
I'm dying.
They got pushed out.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Syracuse University in Toronto. That's what we have. Or Toronto campus. Just come out to Toronto and go to Syracuse
Rob
University.
Ford, the president. It will be great. No, Manhattan College is great, man. You know, Rudolph Giuliani went there.
Okay.
Did he?
So is that why you picked him? I mean, give me some reason why you're
going
to
shopping in the city.
love it.
Soho, Upper East Side.
I love it.
Really Soho.
Now, if you knew
they
it
just
was
opened
in,
a Carvin store in Soho. It's
if you
so
knew
nice.
It was in the Bronx, would you still pick it?
Yeah, because of the name.
Because of Manhattan.
Yeah.
The name.
The name's okay. Winning it for me. That's what it was like. It was like vacation or name sounding cooler. Yeah. That was all the way I made my choice.
Got it.
Okay, they would love. I'm sure they would love you up there. Tanisha. They would watch the game.
If there was like
you.
A Bloomingdale's University, would you pick that to go for?
No, it'd have to be a Nordstrom University.
What about a Sephora City College?
Wow, they would probably be.
What about
in my Final Four?
Bergdorf State? How about Bergdorf State?
That would,
you like a Bergdorf
my
State?
My number one pick, guys.
There is no financial aid at Bergdorf State.
But I don't think they would. Never mind.
I'm here on scholarship at Bergdorf State. Fuck me.
Why did it have to be a black guy?
I know.
That was
voice, huh?
Yeah.
Why did it have to be a black dude, huh?
Hashtag
you
ops.
Think you can't be racist as a black man?
I delight in it. I wash my mouth out with that shit. All right. Let's go.
Championship.
Championship. Taking it all. I want to hear Sheltie first.
I got Wichita in Florida, and I got Florida taking it all. Number
I'm looking at this shit and I can't believe what I'm seeing. Because it is a fairy tale. It is a fairy tale that'll make a TV explode.
I want you to get a close up on this.
No.
She wrote Pretty Little Liars as the winner of her bracket.
Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars.
If I had to write a show,
Scandal.
I would wrote Scandal.
Scandal.
Exactly.
Scandal to take it. Although this season, I don't know what's going on.
What is going on?
But her hair looked good.
But she is pregnant,
she
though.
She did get a new weave.
She is pregnant, though, boo.
Schultz, you watch
she
Scandal. That was all extremely
religiously.
Accurate.
Religiously.
I was about to say.
She is pregnant.
Her hair looks so good this
season. She has a new weave. Yeah, yeah.
So feathered.
It's very soft, and it's lower down on her head.
Yes, it's like the part is in a different
place.
Is
it because she's pregnant and it's all the healthy?
No.
No, that's a weave.
From the placenta. And
it's a weave.
Black women grow straight hair when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, yeah, very
why do you think we always be pregnant?
Racial.
I'm trying to get that
racial.
So
racial.
Racial. Racial. That's what happens when there's two black people.
I'm more
I got
of a.
Comfortable.
I'm more of a.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Ryan McKee is holding his armpits.
He's like,
this
like,
is getting a little racist.
Open your butthole.
So much editing I'm going to need.
Here's the deal. Okay. Because she's more of a scandal person. I'm a House of Cards kind of guy.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Okay.
And the way I feel, and I do love a good underdog like Frank is, and the thing about it is I think Oregon is going to take it. I think
over
Oregon,
Florida.
I
yeah, Florida
Oregon,
and Oregon.
I think Oregon is going to take the whole enchilada, the whole Megillah.
Does that say Virginia or Florida?
No, I think Virginia and Florida will meet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So I think they will meet, but I think Oregon is the one that's going to take it.
Okay, cool.
Because I just like the Ducks program, Phil Knight, you know, I mean, he's right there. Huge endowment.
Why are you
huge endowment
like
with
I'm
the school.
With
you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Eugene is right there. Sports program's huge. You know, the
they
school
have the,
is just like
the
so
Nike
good.
Center.
Jordan is the best because we all assume he's so smart. He just says shit, and then we go, oh, yeah, that has something to do with it. He just said Oregon's going to win because the guy who invented Nike gives them money.
Yeah,
he
I'm does. Literally.
But he gives them a lot of money.
This is like what I do when I.
It ain't the singer, it's the
and
song.
All of us sat there like, oh, that's probably right. Yeah, it's probably right. Right.
That's half the stuff you see on ESPN, man. They're just like singing. You're just like, okay. Well, the ticker goes by, just like hypnotizing you, and you're just like, I guess absolutely LeBron can walk on water, like you said. He actually
Phil Knight, huge endowment. He said
that,
endowment.
It's like reminded me of when I watch sports with like a guy I'm dating, and he tries to talk to me about sports, and I just do like the Miss America face, and I'm like.
I love sports.
That's good. That's good. Just wave like that, wrist, elbow, wrist. That's perfect.
I don't care.
Well, like
my
a guy that you're watching
sports
with, why don't you run out and get us some fucking nachos?
I mean, it's
kind
of nice when they at least like watch a little bit of the game with you.
And then I fall asleep football. Too.
I like to watch football.
I think you know what? I think this is a big difference between us is that I think girls want us to be involved in their activities.
No, we don't.
I think you say you don't.
Stay the fuck away from my activities.
I think you say you don't, but I think no.
there
I think
are
it's
single
important
people
that
activities.
A guy takes part in the things that you want to do. Like, let's say you want to go, I don't know, pick out something for the house or do these
things. Oh, that's
kind of
different.
Sure.
I might want him to do that. But also, I'm like, when I shop and stuff, I don't like people with
not
me.
Not necessarily
you know?
Shopping, but oh, okay. I just think there are
Nesting.
Activities that you want to do together. Like, maybe, let's say.
Go on vacation.
Sure, go on vacation.
Like,
right?
let's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like it's something you do with the person you're with.
But that's what you think. That's like your idea of fun
yeah.
is going to a nice place
yeah.
and whatever. Our idea of fun is not necessarily going to a nice place and relaxing on a beach for a few days, right? Our idea of fun is watching sports, and I don't think we go, hey, you better watch some sports with me.
Yeah,
you don't
you
love
guys
me
don't.
Unless you watch sports.
Like, you
with
don't.
Me.
Yeah, I definitely go, you don't love me if you don't spend enough time
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
We don't, see, that's the thing is, we don't force you to have our fun. You force us to have your fun. And we don't define your love by our fun.
Wow, Schultz just dropped all kinds yeah. of knowledge on
go
me.
Go tell the others.
Like, I did not, like really, Schultz, like, really. Because that's literally
but
how.
But that's how we love you.
Can
oh,
I say
wow.
something now?
By leaving me the hell alone and doing your own stuff?
No, by sacrificing something. Sacrifice. Mm. We sacrifice our fun to hang out with you on a beach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I?
What? And we're rewarded.
I'm not joking right now. I'm literally like, wow. No,
that's true. That
really
is true,
fantastic.
Chelsea. Chelsea's
but we don't,
right.
We don't, what I'm saying is, that's we don't tell you that's how we're loving you, but that's how you know
yeah,
a guy's into you
it.
Is if he wants to do some shit.
Yeah, because we don't have to say it all the time. We don't have to say it all the time.
Oh,
and that's
man.
The thing is, we don't. You
we're
know,
better
like,
than them. But I'd say Schultz is taking us to Knowledge College. College hoops. Taking it back. You like that shit?
Jordan and the Segways are so cool.
You're welcome.
Wait, we didn't get your championship.
Oh.
Do I have
I
a Segway?
I thought you showed like three zoom-ins of it. It's I have Villanova and Manhattan, and Villanova's going to win.
Got him. Killing it.
Get him.
Yeah, what is it? 1984? No, Villanova's going to take
Villanova
it.
Villanova could. What are they, like a
I think she's
two seed? They could take it.
Turn up.
Villanova could take it all. They're a two seed.
Villanova's not taking I think she literally Villanova. Was like, which ones have the most syllables?
Yeah. Villanova. I
like
the
way,
sound
yeah,
of that.
I like the sound of it. Villanova.
Seton Hall sounds cool. Like it's a hall
no.
for Setons?
No, because also I'm from Philly. So I was like, that school's like somewhere near where I'm from. So I was like, cool. Let's just
that's
pick it.
That's as good as anything.
I think they're going to win everything, guys.
Philly, the sixth borough.
Did
I like
you
it.
Say who you have?
Yeah, I have Florida, Louisville. I have Louisville
the
taking
ticket.
It
all. Right, all right, all right, all right.
They're, coaching again.
Yeah, coaching is comes down to coaching after a while. You know what I mean? Right, Tanisha? Wait in, girl.
Nah.
Yeah, you got to ask your friends for advice that know more than you and can see the whole game. So, yeah, coaching.
all right, we have to wrap it up.
Cool, man.
Do you guys
every
want,
time.
Do you guys have like a some parting advice or anything you want to give?
Parting shots?
For what? For the coat? For the bracket?
Bracket, whatever.
Fill it out.
Fill it out. I would say less people. You know, don't do a big bracket. Yeah. Put more money in, less people. Better chance of winning. Don't add 100 people in your bracket.
I'm so sweaty.
And have everybody $1.
Exactly.
More like $10 to $100 each.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's smart. I
boom.
Like ditto to that. Mm-hmm. Watch every game. Watch as many as you can because there's nothing like the passion of, you know,
the big dance. And I have to say, because these kids are really, they're playing with all their heart. They're not going to get paid, and this might be the only time they ever get on national TV. That's why I enjoy watching.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, I just want to boost the endowment of a lot of these schools. I think Harvard needs more money.
What is with you and Harvard?
Shut the up. I think Duke needs more money. They don't have enough cigarette money. I think Ohio State is broke, and they just need more money for their programs.
Aww.
Go ahead.
These kids shouldn't get paid. I don't know what to say. I'm super sweaty right now, so I think I picked the wrong outfit to wear. Like, my crotch, there's literally, a line of sweat. I picked the wrong outfit.
You're wearing next to nothing. So like, what would you have worn differently?
I mean, I feel like I should have just wore, basketball shorts.
Yeah.
You should have. That would have been great.
I'm so stressed out.
Because right now you're dressed like a Knicks dancer. Sweaty. And you should have dressed for,
I should have worn basketball shorts and a sports bra.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you a serious sandwich because I was so mean to you today.
Oh, it's okay. You know what? It's okay, but it's not okay.
You're intimidating.
No, I mean, I'm annoying. And, my voice is so high-pitched, and I'm just like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. And I'm, playing into it really hard.
You're
kind of a little sister.
Accept your apology if you just say, you're just really intimidating. It doesn't matter what you say to a girl.
Yeah.
You can
That's
say,
what we
fat,
hear.
Ugly bitch. But honestly, I just said that because you're really intimidating.
I was
and I don't
aww.
Know. Yeah, it's like you're really
no,
beautiful.
No, your shoe game. Your
say.
Shoe game is popping. Can we talk about
oh,
your shoe
yeah.
game?
So
she
I
did wear some Chuck Norris's.
Holla! Look at those
white leather.
Chuck. Ooh, fuck!
Chuck Norris.
Those are nice.
Those are called Sandlot edition right there. That's going back.
They're the Maison.
Benny the Jet.
No, say
Benny the Jet. What was his name?
Why would I say Chuck Norris?
They're called Chuck Norris.
Oh, they are.
Benny and the Jet.
Yeah, say Chuck Norris.
No, no.
Say
the
it.
The guy from Sandlot.
Oh,
it ends up playing in the
right
league.
Now.
They're called Chuck Taylors.
Benny.
Yeah, I know what they're called.
I don't know. That's
oh,
the,
oh, oh,
that's
oh,
something
oh,
Jordan's
oh, oh.
probably going to remember.
What's the guy from the Sandlot's name?
Oh, Benny the Jet?
It's Benny the Jet.
Benny the Jet.
All right, yo, I got to go. I got to run.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
I got stuff's popping.
That's it.
I don't have anything.
I got
to
walk my dog.
Anyone want to plug real fast?
Jobs That Don't Suck. Make sure you watch it. All right, fuck this tournament shit. Oh, fuck.
27th through the 30th, I'm at Caroline's with Damian Lemon.
Oh, shit.
Come on out. Get it. Get it. Turn up.
Oh, and also watch what's it called? Spring Break. MTV Spring Break. I'm gonna be hosting on Paper
Rose.
Oh, you
going to Spring Break?
Yeah, yeah.
So
make
so
sure
funny.
You watch that.
Nice,
shit.
Man.
And 18th to the 22nd. Boom. Peace.
Wow. See, I don't have anything to promote. Somebody hot, please date me. You got a big penis and you're hot, date me, because I really need a hot.
That's
a
perfect ending.
Now.